For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
It will be Greene County Tech's basketball to start the second quarter as they lead Mountain Home by a score of, excuse me, as Mountain Home leads them by a score of 11-2. It will be Shelby Adams inbounding it on the far sideline. She gets into Brooke Barnes. We're back underway. Barnes into the front court, dribbles toward the left side, gives it there to Justice. Now top to Adams. Now back over to Barnes on the left. She's going to try it for the three-pointer. No good. Rebound. Look, chased down by Andre Swarman. Finally controlled by Peyton Husky. She dribbles down into the front court. Over to Martin on the left wing. Now Martin will dribble up between the circles. Now goes back over to the left side. Now up top to Payne. Over on the right to Husky. Down on the low block to Gilbert. And she has the ball knocked away from her. Now a loose ball. And it's going to be a jump ball now. And it will be Mount Holmes basketball on the possession arrow. We are 36 seconds into this second quarter. It's a 9-point Lady Bomber lead. Gilbert will carry the inbound pass on the baseline. Actually, Tech has yet to score a field goal in this game. Their only 2 points are a couple free throws. Inbound pass goes to Foreman. She puts up the shot off the glass. No good. Gets her own rebound. Throws it to Gilbert. Her shot is blocked. Foreman gets it back. She puts it up off the glass and in. Anna Grace Foreman with 4 points. 13-2. Mounting on leading it with 7:10 left of the half. Justice with it up top. Throws over to Barnes on the left side. Now back over to Justice on the left wing. Justice going into the lane for the layup, off the glass and in. And Brooke Justice gives Tech their first field goal of the game, a little over a minute into the second quarter. And now, boy, Mountain Home got very close to turning it over. They are having a little trouble handling Tech's press there. The ball's knocked out of bounds over on the far sideline. It will be Mountain Home's basketball. After a timeout, Del Nair just called a timeout, so we'll take it with him. 6:49 left of the first half. Mountain Home leading Greene County Tech 13-4. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
This is Sally Gilbert, Market President of Arvest Bank in Mountain Home. For more than 50 years, Arvest has served our customers and the communities in which we work well. We offer a broad range of financial services that help us fulfill our mission of providing our customers with financial solutions for life. Our customers and our community are our priorities. Visit us today and see why Arvest has been voted Best Bank in the Twin Lakes area 4 years in a row. We're here for you.
Member FDIC.
Well, Kyra Penn's going to check out back into the game before we get started back up as Kate Gilbert will take a seat. By the way, in between quarters, Anna Grace Foreman came back in for Aston Yates. Inbound pass from the far sideline goes to Emma Martin. She'll throw it back to Husky in the front court. Over to Payne on the left side. Down to Foreman on the low block. She gives it to Penn in the paint. Now up top to Husky. Her three-pointer is up. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Shelby Adams. Back comes Greene County Tech. Here's Justice quickly into the front court. Dribbling down toward the low block. Now kicks out to Pritchard. Pritchard going to the left right elbow. Throws up top to Barnes. Barnes will head to the left side of the paint. Going up for the layup. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Anna Grace Foreman. Back comes Mountain Home. Here's Martin into the front court. Throws over to Husky. Back over to Martin. She, very close to that sideline. Down to Foreman. Her jumper will not go. Rebound controlled by Greene County Tech. Here's Barnes with it on the right wing. Up top to Killett. Now Adams is going to put up the three-pointer, misses everything. Ball is going to go out of bounds, and it will be Mount Holmes basketball with 6:01 left of the first half. Mount Holmes with a 13-4 lead on Tech. Inbound pass goes to Martin. She's trying to get out of the double team and give it to Husky. Now Husky is trying to avoid a trap. Husky picks up a dribble, tries to throw it in the front court to Payne. Well, the ball is knocked out by Brooke Barnes. On the far sideline, Mount Tom will keep possession, but they've got to be a little more careful as they try to handle the Lady Eagles press. Inbound pass goes to Kyra Penn. She'll throw it back to Peyton Husky, who will set the offense. Kate Gilbert will check in at the next available time for Mount Tom, and also Tiffany Gramling will for Greene County Tech. Here is Husky's pass knocked away. and goes into the backcourt to Payne, the security. It won't be a turnover because it was last touched by the Lady Eagles. Payne dribbles to the right wing, throws it up top to Penn, over to Husky on the left side. Now she's rolling down into the lane, going up for the layup, and good. Peyton Husky with her first 2 points of the night, 15-4, Mountain Home back up by double digits, 5:14 left of the first half. Here's Barnes with it up top for the Lady Eagles, throws over on the right side to Pritchard, down to Kellett on the low block, and throws it back out to Pritchard. Now she's dribbling down towards the side, towards the baseline, and is going to be bumped by Emma Martin. That is Martin's first personal foul, team foul number three against Mountain Home. Kate Gilbert checking in for Emily Payne, and for Green County Tech, Tiffany Gramlin coming in as Shelby Adams takes the seat. 5 minutes left of the first half, 15-4, Lady Bombers leading it. Justice inbounds it to Gramlin up near the top. Gramlin still with it, still dribbling. Now we'll drill toward the left side, give it there to Barnes, up top to Justice. Over to Gramlin on the left side. She's going to try for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Kate Gilbert. Gilbert quickly into the front court for the Lady Bombers. Goes over to Husky on the right side. Down to Foreman just outside the lane. Finds Husky cutting into the paint. Now tries to kick it out to Emma Martin. Ball is knocked away by the Lady Eagles. Ball will go out of bounds. Last touched by Green County Tech. Mountain Home will inbound it with 4:29 left the first half as they lead by 11. Gilbert will inbounded on the baseline near the corner, actually. Gilbert looking for somewhere to go with it. Now we'll throw it up top to Foreman. Now to Husky, who will set the offense. Husky will dribble toward the left wing, gives it there to Martin. She'll take the screen from Penn. Martin's going into the lane for the layup, off the glass and in. Emma Martin with 6 points on the night, 17-4. The Lady Bombers leading it. A little over 4 minutes left of this first half. Barnes into the front court. Throws over to Pritchard. Mountain Home once again in the man-to-man defense. Now her pass to Justice. Justice mishandled it, but is able to secure it before a steal. Now Justice going down to the lane for a layup. Shot was blocked by Penn. Ball will go out of bounds. Good defense by Kyra Penn. It will be Tech's basketball on the sideline with 3:52 left of the first half. 13-point Lady Bomber advantage. Gramlin inbounds it to Justice in the right corner. Back to Gramlin. Now back to Justice. She's going to try for the three-pointer. No good. Rebound controlled by Kyra Penn. She will throw it to Husky, who quickly brings it into the front court, going down towards the right corner. Now goes back out on the wing. Throws it up top to Gilbert. Now Gilbert dribbles over to the right side. Now throws it to Penn at the elbow. Her jumper is good. Kyra Penn with 7 points on the night. 19-4, Mountain Home on top. 3:23 left of the first half. Barnes into the front court for the Lady Eagles. Throws over to Gramlin on the right side. She dribbles to the elbow. Now kicks over to Kellett on the left side. Her three-pointer will not go. Rebound controlled by Emma Martin. She'll throw it to Kate Gilbert, who brings it into the front court. Throws it down to Foreman there, right under the basket for the point-blank range shot. Good. And now Green County Tech is going to take another timeout as Anna Grace Foreman has 6 points. We'll break with 3:03 left to play. In the first half, it is Green County Tech, Mountain Home leading Green County Tech, 21-4. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop the Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, Asics, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, the Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
It's your favorite thing to do, the way you de-stress and remind yourself that life is good, but now your game is slipping and it just hurts too much. At Knox Orthopedics, they've heard that story a lot, and they get it. Whatever your thing is, running, golfing, biking, fishing, the pain of joint damage or soft tissue injuries might mean giving up that fun stuff, and that's just wrong. Call the Knox Orthopedic Surgeons, Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, or Jason McConnell. They'll help you up your game.
Well, Tech taking their second time out as they trail Mountain Home 21-4, less than 3 minutes left of the first half. Ball goes over to Justice. She has it up at the top. Now throws over to Kellett. Boy, Tech still with only one field goal, and that was on a layup by Brooke Justice a little over a minute into this quarter. Here's Pritchard with it. The other 2 points are on a pair of free throws by Sabrina Kellett. Pritchard throws over to Kellett on the left wing. And now away from the ball, foul is going to be called on Mountain Home. Anna Greggs Foreman picks up her second personal foul. Team foul number four against the Lady Bombers here in the first half. Emily Payne's going to check back into the game for Anna Grace Foreman as Foreman will sit down with her second foul. 2:31 left of the first half, a 17-point Lady Bomber advantage. It will be Justice inbounding it on the baseline. Gets into Grambling in the lane. She's going to take screen, pull up for the jumper. Good. Tiffany Grambling with her first 2 points of the night, 21-6, Mountain Home leading it. Emma Martin throws over to Emily Payne. Picks up her dribble, going to have to figure out where to go with it. Throws over to Gilbert, and now to avoid a 10-second count, Mount Tom's going to take a timeout. We'll break with 2:15 left to play in the first half. Mount Tom leading Greene County Tech 21-6. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Well, Emily Payne takes the inbound pass, brings it into the front court, drills over to the right side, now takes the screen from Penn, is going to pull up for the three-pointer, in and out, no good, and the foul's going to be called on the rebound. Kate Gilbert's called for the over-the-back. That is her first personal foul, team foul number five against the Lady Bombers. 2-1 left play in the first half. It will be Tech getting the ball back, Mountain Home leading 21-6. Barnes takes the inbound pass from Grambling and brings it into the front court. Goes over to Pritchard on the right side. Down to Kellett on the low block. Looking to make a move on Kyra Penn. And she puts up the jumper right over her. It bounces off the glass, rolls around, and goes in. Sabrina Kellett with her first field goal of the night. She has 4 points. Payne trying to avoid the double team. Has the ball knocked away from her. Turnover against Mount Home. Barnes going up for the layup. No good. Ball rebounds knocked around, finally controlled by Kyra Penn. That was Mount Home's fourth turnover of the night. Here's Martin quickly back the other way for the Lady Bombers. Tries to throw it to Penn, and she mishandles the pass, and Brooke Lawrence chases down the steal. Fifth turnover against Mountain Home. 1:20 left of the first half. Here's Kellett with it on the left side. Now she's drilling down towards the lane, going up for the layup. No good, but draws contact, and she'll head to the free throw line. Kyra Penn picks up her second personal foul, team foul number six against Mountain Home. So Sabrina Kell will be back at the free throw line with 1:14 left the first half. She is so far 2 of 2 from the charity stripe with 4 points. First shot is up. No good. Shelby Adams checking back in for the Lady Eagles as Brooke Barnes will take a seat. So one more free throw coming for Sabrina Kellett. Kellett's second shot is up. No good. She misses both. Justice gets the offensive rebound, and Tech will set back up. Here is Pritchard with it up top. She'll throw it to Justice. Now throw over on the right side to Adams. Down to Pritchard. To Kellett on the low block. Looking to make a move over Kyra Penn. Her shot is off the glass. No good. And the rebound controlled by Kate Gilbert. Gilbert into the front court for the Lady Bombers. Less than a minute left of the first half. A 13-point Lady Bomber advantage. Gilbert dribbles to the right side. Throws up top to Payne. Payne will drill to the left. Now gives up top to Martin. 40 seconds left. Ball goes up top to Husky. Now Paul May hope for the last shot of the half. Husky trying to get some distance between her and her defender to avoid a 5 second count. Husky is still drilling on the right side. Picks up a drill. Now trying to have to figure out where to go then. Now gives it to Gilbert. Gilbert has it there on the right side. 15 seconds. Gilbert takes the screen from Penn, dribbles up to the top. Now finds Payne on the left side. Now back to Husky. Now, boy, she's going to be tied up. Good defense by Tiffany Grambling to avoid the to force a jump ball. And the possession arrow will give the ball back to Tech. So that is Mount Home's sixth turnover of the night. 7.3 seconds left. Justice takes inbound pass. Finds Grambling. She's going to put up the three-pointer on the right side. No good. And Pritchard goes back up with it after getting offensive rebound. She can't get that to go, and we've reached the end of the first half. Well, we played two quarters so far. Our score at the break, Mountain Home leading Greene County Tech 21-8. We'll start the Central Heating and Cooling halftime show in just a moment. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
This is Sally Gilbert, Market President of Arvest Bank in Mountain Home. For more than 50 years, Arvest has served our customers and the communities in which we work well. We offer a broad range of financial services that help us fulfill our mission of providing our customers with financial solutions for life. Our customers and our community are our priorities. Visit us today and see why Arvest has been voted Best Bank in the Twin Lakes area 4 years in a row. We're here for you.
Member FDIC.
Legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, failing to prepare is preparing to fail. And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventative maintenance, or a new unit. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations.